accounts like their 401ks and IRAs.
However, they do know that they want to make sure they have enough money for as long as they live. We can help. For a free, no-obligation meeting to discuss your own retirement strategy, go to our website, steveandgreg.com. That's steveandgreg.com.
This is Larry Connors. I want to remind you, this is a good time to call John Beal and have our professionals take a look at your roof. Get any issues fixed before we get heavy thunderstorms. John Beal has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. And with John Beal, you get our low price guarantee. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Get booked on the schedule before the bad weather. Call the roofing company I'm proud to endorse. Call my friend John Beal. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Here's a question only you can answer. What do you think about us? Let us know, and you could win St. Louis FC soccer, Mizzou football, or Six Flags tickets. Just go to KTRS.com and click on Enter to Win and take our listener survey. You'll be able to tell us honestly how we're doing, good or bad, and possibly win St. Louis soccer, Mizzou football, or Six Flags tickets just for doing so. You listen to us, and we listen to you. The Big 550 KTRS. Talk radio for the rest of us.
Stop by KFC today for a $20 fill-up. It'll feed a family of four. Kernel quality guaranteed. Limited time offer at participating KFCS. Tax and substitutions extra.
Here's a word from Suburban Leisure Center. Save big. Well, that's actually two words, but the point is you can save 15 to 40% on complete patio furniture sets at Suburban Leisure Center. Finally, you can easily afford to replace that old, rickety, weathered patio furniture by taking advantage of tremendous savings on new patio sets. Suburban Leisure Center has a great selection of everything you'd need to have yourself a mini resort in your yard, with patio furniture from all the top brands, plus umbrellas at 15 to 40% off. And because you can actually sit on the furniture and feel the quality at Suburban Leisure Center, it's a lot better than ordering on the internet and hoping that it looks like what you saw online. What are you waiting for? The 15 to 40% off complete patio furniture sale is for a limited time only. Bottom line, save big. There are those two words again. At Suburban Leisure Center on Olive, just a mile west of 141. Get better merchandise at better prices at Suburban Leisure Center. Online at SuburbanLeisureCenter.com.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worry on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-patter? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade. But I'm not afraid. This rover,
thank God it's Friday,
crossed over. If I never have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
Well, good afternoon, everybody. My name is Scott Sherman. I was here yesterday.
You were here yesterday.
I'm here today.
Look at that. You are here again today.
Frank on assignment on Friday. Paul Harris on assignment this Friday. Thanks to both of them for allowing me to come in. And when was the last time, Ian Geis, anyone said, thank God for Dan Strauss?
Well, I don't know if... I don't know if Dan can take the credit for this because...
Oh, yeah.
I think I walked in and said, what's going on today?
You know, it's been said that I loiter around this here radio station.
Well, I never said that. Because I enjoy it. Usually, loitering is a negative connotation.
But, I might actually be trespassing, but that's on other shows. I'm always grateful for being here on Thursday for the legal segment, and when I get to fill in for Frank, that's been a few times this year, and then today, and especially today, thank God for Dan Strauss. anybody ever been late for anything?
Sure. I think people from time to time.
But then on time for the same thing that
right.
you were late for?
Yes. Yes, because either somebody, something pops in your head at the correct time.
Oh, I got to go to work.
Yes. And depending on how far away you are from said work, you can probably get there on time.
And when, I don't know, do you subscribe to the same philosophy that the great football coach Vince Lombardi did, that is you're 15 minutes early, you're on time, or in you're late unless you're 15 minutes early?
I am one that subscribes to that because I do not like being rushed or panicked.
I don't. I'm with you. And when I started doing radio, I think is when I learned how important that was, because the clock stops for no one. And for people that are either habitually late, my dad is habitually late for stuff, or when you just sort of don't take that being on time seriously, you can really get nailed.
Yes.
Hence the phrase, thank God for Dan Strauss.
All right.
How you doing, buddy?
Why are we thanking me?
I don't know. Have you ever been late for anything before?
Oh, heck yeah.
Makes you nuts, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Do people that are habitually late, do they make you upset?
Sometimes. It used to make me upset before, but
oh,
now,
waiting on,
not so much anymore.
Waiting on somebody that may live in the same house as you, and you know you have to be somewhere, and you are dressed and ready to go, and yet for some reason, even though they've been preparing themselves for the last 45 minutes, they still have a robe and wet hair.
Yeah.
And that's Justice Scalia.
Hey, a judge joke. Look at that. Look at the lawyer making a judge joke.
That's what happens when you're late.
Or a justice joke. Yes. I'm sorry. He wasn't just a judge.
He's not only the late, he's the late justice. See, it works on both levels. Has being in the radio industry where you have to be precise in the time that you are at work, has that played into your private life where it aggravates you that other people aren't precise in when they're supposed to be somewhere?
I think we're lucky on this shift, especially avoiding traffic. You know, the meat of the traffic hours were, you know, morning rush and evening rush to get here. But if I get here a half hour or so before our show, I feel like I'm behind.
I have lawyer friends of mine that are habitually late. Some because they have to be in four places at the same time. 9 o'clock docket. It's impossible to be in three counties at the same time. But also some that just, that's just their personality. And since I started doing some of this radio stuff back in, I guess, 2011, a little earlier, but since I started, you know, that weekend show I got fired from.
Right.
When you do that, I think it's sort of other people's tardiness sort of gets to me a little bit. I'll tell you one thing, one venue or one experience that just drives me nuts about when people are late, and that's sporting events. I hate being late for a sporting event.
Oh,
and
yes.
Late, like
yeah.
Missing batting practice at a baseball game or missing that opening montage of stuff at a hockey game. I almost don't feel like going if I'm that late.
I used to be that way until we started doing afternoons. I used to want to be there for the first pitch, for the drop of the puck, or anything for the start of the game.
Oh, but it's impossible to get there getting off here at 6.
Yeah, we can't. When we get off at 6 and then we get into some traffic or something like that, if the game starts at 7, we're pretty much screwed. We're not going to get there for the opening whatever. So I've pretty much gotten that away from me.
How about coworkers? Hence the phrase, thank God for Dan Strauss.
Oh, yeah.
It's still being punctual is very important to me now. And so if anything in my way of letting people down on punctuality has occurred, I apologize in advance. But today, we have a great show. Or we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah. We got, is John Londoff Jr. going to join us today?
No, John is not on today. But no. We have Colin
in hour two.
Hour. Mm-hmm.
Now, I mentioned something to Colin that he was in here loitering or hanging out?
He was hanging out.
He was delivering something.
He was hanging out,
he?
Showing us some support. That's what
I love Colin. He's a great guy, and he's a real smart person, and he's really great with the Entertainment Report, both the Tuesday Report, and then the movie report on Fridays. So he admonished me right away. You can't take calls in the second hour. That's the movie hour.
That's right.
That's how.
My turn.
Colin Jeffrey in our number
showbiz
two. Showbiz boy in our number two. And we will do a little bit of law. I don't know if we'll take calls or not. That's usually a Thursday thing. We'll see how the time goes. But I do want to discuss an issue that may affect a lot of people involving employment law that's coming up in December. I'll tease it a little bit by saying that normally we've discussed on the program during the legal segment that salaried employees are pretty much screwed. You just sort of owned by the company and that's it. There's no overtime. This is your salary, 100 hours a week, 20 hours a week, whatever it is. There's a change to that rule that's coming up, and it may affect a lot more people than it has in the past. So we'll do a little bit of that. And Bill Cleveland, is he on today?
No.
See, I'm usually the Thursday.
You're not used to the Fridays, guys.
Wait, we're Mike Evans.
Mike Evans is on. That's Aloha Friday.
Aloha Friday. I love that. And maybe we'll take calls from folks and just chit-chat about stuff.
Challenge Friday?
Yes.
Sherman Challenge?
Idiots in the News? Is that
The other one is copyright.
Oh, yeah. You have to say Sherman's Idiots.
Let me tell you something.
News.
We're going to get a cease and desist fax from Paul before that thing even hits the air. Does anybody watch cable TV reality shows as a general rule?
I don't.
Very few.
Is The Voice, all those, I guess those
I would
are
say
considered.
That's a reality show.
Those are considered reality shows.
Yeah, I'm going to generalize it so you're sort of in that genre of
Survivor I still watch.
Naked and Afraid. Anybody want to watch any?
Most of those lose me.
That's the one that I coined in the bathroom coming out of the shower.
Naked and Afraid.
Ooh, I caught a glimpse. That's ugly. But there seems to be a trend amongst the TV reality show producers to make shows about Alaska. It, like an obsession with Alaska. There's the Alaskan Bush people, which from what I can see is a family with a bunch of truant kids that run around with no house, and DFS would take all of them away if it was any other state except Alaska. There's the Life Below Zero, where they follow people around in the Arctic. And then there's this place way up near the North Pole that's an Arctic refuge that no one except seven families are allowed to live in except for a grandfathered clause. And if they when they die, that's it. So
what
now
about Santa Claus? Is he up there, too?
The Santa Claus?
Yeah.
Everybody knows there's no such thing as a Santa Claus.
Deadliest Catch I watched. That one is up in the Bering Sea.
Yeah. And then there's one, Alaskan State Troopers. They follow those guys around.
A lot of wilderness, and I guess that's what they can focus
and a bunch
on
of
up
them,
there.
Yeah, and a bunch of them whose names I can't remember. A Port Protection is a new one, literally there was a guy who's living up there, and here's what it looks like. It sort of looks like freezing cold Seattle or Vancouver. It's on the Pacific Ocean. They have a fishing port. Everybody has a boat. And this guy went driving around in the woods for firewood, and he drove 20 miles. And he's like, I can't find any firewood in the wilderness. Now, if you can't find any firewood in the wilderness...
What kind of voice was that?
That was the guy.
Oh.
Can't find any firewood in the wilderness.
That's the problem with... I used to really like the National Geographic Channel, but now... That's all they show is the either the guy sifting for gold in the silt.
Bering Sea gold, another one for Alaska.
Pulling up in their dredgers. That just seems to be the entire schedule on National Geographic now.
The whole thing now at night is, unless you're involved in the hockey playoffs or you want to watch one of these other network shows, is you have to watch something about Alaska. And I got to tell you, Alaska looks like the most beautiful but horrible place you could possibly live. It's freezing cold because it's up near the North Pole. Everyone that lives out there has a difficult time apparently finding food. They have to shoot caribou or moose to eat. And I mean, moose must be the most delicious thing on earth because they're always looking for moose to eat. But yet they spend all their time on a snowmobile and filling it up with gas trying to find food to eat.
I think they just got their second supermarket in Alaska. So it's
There are some ways to get food besides shooting a moose.
I'm making a generalized statement about Alaska. It looks like a beautiful place to look at and never go to.
Visit.
It seems awful. So, sort of note to all of the producers of these shows. I love Deadliest Catch. It's great. It's a great reality show. The rest of the stuff, get rid of the Alaska. It's enough Alaska already. I'm tired of it, and I think that these people are not particularly interested.
And Alaska has the in the summertime, it's like the sun's out for what 22, 23 hours, and then when it does get dark, it's only like our dusk.
I think they have one day where that happens, where it's light almost the entire day.
It's not dark all the time. Oh, I had my nephew moved up there. He was stationed up there in the Air Force. He went to the he was going out, and he was going to the hardware store. Well, all these stores were closed. He couldn't figure out why all these stores were closed, because it was light out. Well, it was 11 o'clock at night. So
no, just the whole thing, it looks beautiful, but everyone is filthy. No one has any food. Everyone has an abundance, apparently, of gasoline to drive around, and the one guy, the park protection guy, can't find firewood in the forest. There's a forest. Just cut the tree down. Better yet, move to Washington or Oregon. It's much warmer. It almost looks exactly the same, and we wouldn't have to be subjected to it. So, there you go. And once again, thank God. For Dan Strauss. That's Dan Strauss. That's Ian Geiss. I'm Scott Sherman. We'll come back and have more fun when the Larger Morning Show continues after traffic, right?
Yes, we're going to get some traffic with Tim Weiland. And thank God for Tim Weiland.
I've heard a lot of people say thank God for Dan Strauss.
They have?
Look at there.
Yeah. Well, I don't know who, but I've heard a lot of people.
Today's the first I've heard it.
His ex-wives.
First
his
ex-wives. Heard it.
Yeah. Oh, there you go. Thank God for Dan Strauss. Child support, right? All right, we've got a couple of things going on right now, guys. We've got an accident that looks like some right lanes are blocked on southbound 270. It's in Accident Alley, that stretch between Tesson Ferry and Highway 55, and that has you backed up all the way up to Olive. And now we just got a report of an accident with Rescue on eastbound 40, a little bit west of Clarkson, out around Chesterfield Parkway West. And I don't see it on the camera yet, but expect some delays there. Now, if you're traveling westbound on Highway 40, you're going to be slowing now, approaching Kings Highway out through McCausland. We have eastbound 70, a little bit heavy past 170 through Hanley. On westbound 40, we're also slow now out Lake St. Louis Boulevard through Highway 70. And this traffic report brought to you by GoToMeeting. Step up your meeting game with GoToMeeting, the online meeting solution that lets you collaborate and present from anywhere. Be a meeting MVP and start your free trial at GoToMeeting.com. From the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage, 314-839-9999, NMLS number 225095. Are you planning your vacation? Why not take Larry Connors with you?
Hey, can you buy me something? You know, I like ice cream. I like popcorn. I like can we stop? Hey, look, can we stop over there?
No.
Are we there yet? Are we there yet?
No. No. No, we mean take KTRS with you on your vacation via the KTRS app.
Does this mean I'm not really going?
Just go to your app store, search KTRS, download the app, and listen to the Big 550 with crystal clarity wherever you go. And it's absolutely free. Get it now and tap the app to get the Big 550, no matter where in the world you are.
America, the Sprint network is now more reliable than ever, and I'm on a mission to prove it's the fastest. I know there are non-believers out there, so I'm traveling the country betting anyone and everyone that Sprint is faster than their network. And Sprint's winning. I've won gumball machines, wedding cakes, giant teddy bears, anything people were willing to bet because they thought their network could beat Sprint. They thought wrong. The Sprint LTE network is now more reliable than ever. But don't take my word for it. Switch today, save 50% on most Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile rates, and stop overpaying for wireless. Visit a Sprint store or Sprint.com/network to learn more.
Plans not exact match. Offer coverage not available everywhere or for discounted phones. Excludes taxes, surcharges, add-on, and premium content. Subject to new line activation fee and credit, see web for eligible plans. Savings until 2018 after pay full amount. Speed claim based on analysis of average delivered download speeds using Nielsen NMP data. Restrictions apply.
If you currently use a CPAP system, I've got an important question for you. Are you sure you're keeping your CPAP system clean enough? Like, really sure? A dirty CPAP system is a perfect breeding ground for germs. Put that mask on and they've got a direct line to your body. Talk about a good way to get sick. Fortunately, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs in minutes. To introduce it to the world, they want you to try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-500-6142. With SoClean, you never have to clean your machine by hand again. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. Supplies are limited, so don't wait. Call 1-800-500-6142. 1-800-500-6142.
Here's a word from Suburban Leisure Center. Save big. Well, it's actually two words, but the point is, you can save 15 to 40% on complete patio furniture sets at Suburban Leisure Center. Finally, you can easily afford to replace that old, rickety, weathered patio furniture by taking advantage of tremendous savings on new patio sets. Suburban Leisure Center has a great selection of everything you'd need to have yourself a mini resort in your yard, with patio furniture from all the top brands, plus umbrellas at 15 to 40% off. And because you can actually sit on the furniture and feel the quality at Suburban Leisure Center, it's a lot better than ordering on the internet and hoping that it looks like what you saw online. What are you waiting for? The 15 to 40% off complete patio furniture sale is for a limited time only. Bottom line, save big. There are those two words again. At Suburban Leisure Center on Olive, just a mile west of 141. Get better merchandise at better prices at Suburban Leisure Center. Online at SuburbanLeisureCenter.com.
LASIK is a medical procedure. Please see our website or FDA.gov for more information on benefits and risks. Individual results may vary.
If you've ever considered LASIK, stop what you're doing right now and be one of the first 100 callers to take advantage of a very special deal on FDA-approved all-laser LASIK technology. The number to call is 1-800-500-1599. TLC Laser Eye Centers and Dr. Stephen Wexler, one of the most experienced surgeons in St. Louis, are now offering $400 off their already affordable services. That's $200 off per eye. Be one of the first 100 callers to set up a free consultation to find out if LASIK is right for you. 1-800-500-1599. With over 20 years' experience and more than 2 million procedures performed, TLC Laser Eye Centers is the ultimate choice for your vision correction needs. So if you're interested in being less dependent on glasses and contacts, be one of the first 100 callers for a very special deal on a premium LASIK experience. Call 1-800-500-1599. 1-800-500-1599.
Hello?
Hey, Mom, listen to this. You know how I've been complaining about muscle fatigue lately?
Yes, dear. How's that going?
I found this stuff called Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream.
Really?
It started soothing my tired muscles and joints immediately, and it lasted for hours.
What about the smell?
It's actually odor-free.
Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream, available at all major retailers. It works fast for long-lasting soothing of tired muscles and joints.
The Financial Symphony is a show that blends the worlds of music and finance together in one harmonious package. It features your local financial maestro, Jerry Means.
A lot of advisors out there are mainly giving accumulation advice or looking at the growth through your working years. You really need to take a look at, is your advisor giving you advice on preservation and distribution?
That's the Financial Symphony with Jerry Means every Sunday morning at 10 on the Big 550 KTRS.
Join the barbecue revolution every Sunday night from 4 to 5 p.m. on the Big 550 KTRS.
Join Frank and Kevin on the Big Barbecue Show every Sunday on the Big 550 KTRS from 4 to 5 p.m.
Here's a question only you can answer. What do you think
about us. Let us know, and you could win St. Louis FC soccer, Mizzou football, or Six Flags tickets. Just go to KTRS.com and click on Enter to Win and take our listener survey. You'll be able to tell us honestly how we're doing, good or bad, and possibly win St. Louis soccer, Mizzou football, or Six Flags tickets just for doing so. You listen to us, and we listen to you. The Big 550 KTRS. Talk radio for the rest of us.
Good mood on this Friday afternoon. Gorgeous weather. The Allman Brothers, Dean and Dan, and the late guy, Justice Scalia. Wouldn't that be something? Chet Sherman in for Paul, in for Frank on the Large Morning Show. Big 550 KTRS. On Thursdays in the second hour, we normally, and have since, I guess, last August, had a legal segment where I participate, and the callers are very generous with sharing their stories and asking really cogent and really cool questions. A lot of them are stumpers, and some of them get me thinking. So this generalized rule about salaried employees where you get a salary, and that's it. You just work. Yeah, they own you. You own your soul to the company store. And I got to thinking about that, and I'm like, there's got to be some kind of a rule that you can't, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And sure enough, not only is there, or has there been a rule in place, it doesn't affect a lot of people, or it didn't affect a lot of people until recently, but there was a change afoot. And that change is going into effect on December the 1st of 2016. That's this year, a few months from now. The change is this. It's under the Fair Labor Standards Act, and that's this. Ian, did you know that if you are a salaried employee of most professions and you earn a salary of less than 20... Let's see. It went down. $23,000, that you are entitled to overtime pay, even though you're a salaried employee, if the number of hours you work would be less than minimum wage if you were to be paid by the hour.
Oh, that makes sense.
Look at that. There's all kinds of exceptions for that, administrative exceptions. There's a medical exception. I guess that's how they get these doctor interns to work 3 days straight. And also for salespeople. But that's going to change on December the 1st. It's going to increase. And the reason I didn't really know the exact number on the low end is that nobody really knew it. And the change is quite surprising. It will be $47,476. So if you have an annual salary of less than that, then you will be looking at the hours you work versus your salary to see if indeed you are earning less per hour than you would at minimum wage, and you would be entitled to overtime pay.
Well, that's, how many hours would that have to be for a week for somebody that earns that much?
Because $913 per week. So, let's see. I know that math is the specialty of the Large Morning Show. 913 divided by, what is it? It's 850 hours per week. No, I don't know.
What, you seven times 24?
75 or something like that? it'd be like 117 hours per week. But it's there. It's there so that you, as a white-collar salaried employee, or even a blue-collar salaried employee, if you work more than you would earn minimum wage, then you are entitled to overtime pay. This is going to affect somewhere in the neighborhood of 4 million workers. It's coming. It's not just a proposal. It's finalized, and it was finalized yesterday. So this is brand new stuff. If you are an employee who gets a salary, you should be looking at how many hours a week you're working. You might get some extra overtime. And what I was also looking at and very interested in is, as an employer, all of a sudden, here are these people that you sort of have a cost containment on. You might be stuck with a lot of extra expense on overtime. And so what you're probably going to see, and what's the number, 47,000? 47,000.
Would you see a lot of employers just raising their salary to 48?
A lot of people will be making $48,000 yeah. next year. We got a great news for you. You're getting a bonus.
You're getting a raise.
And then they go to the bar. I got a bonus. Woohoo. What? Well, next year I'm going to make what? 48 grand? Yeah. Happy.
We've heard this story
Enjoyed
before.
It. So the Department of Labor just announced that finalized rule yesterday. They've been messing with this, dealing with this, listening to contributions and comments for, I guess, the last 8 or 9 months. And starting December the 1st, more than 4 million other people may well be eligible for that. So that's an amendment to the, if you're a salaried employee, they own you rule. Believe me, they're probably going to figure a way to do that as well. You know, one of the things about dealing with people, and you guys deal with people and talk to people, is language. And I know yesterday off the air we were discussing maybe it's the way people conjugate verbs. And I kind of break the world into two categories of people. People that say, "I seen," and people that speak proper English.
Yes.
But then there are other things that aren't really grammatical conjugations or phrases, is sort of, I guess, colloquialisms that I find very interesting and some people don't notice. Like here, if you ask someone how they are, there are a fair number of people, in particular sort of folks out in the country, that will say they are fair to Midland.
Oh, yes. I've heard that.
I don't even know what that means.
No, I don't know where I think maybe I heard it here first. Maybe Frank said it, and I had never heard it before that.
If someone could explain where that came from, because I have asked people, how are you? And it's like, I'm fair
to Midland.
Fair to Midland. I don't know what that means. And then the accents, because I'm not from here. I've mentioned this 8 million times that I grew up in Detroit and Michigan.
Right.
And when I got down here, you know, up there they have their own sort of colloquial way that they talk about stuff. Here, the word shorts.
Shorts.
The word horse.
Horse.
The word 40.
Farty.
The word fork.
Fark.
And the word
Washington. If you're in Washington, or wash the clothes.
Now, should I be changing the way I talk?
No. No, not at all. Because that's everybody that grew up here in St. Louis. When I went to take communications class and everything, and they said, "You have to do away with that. It's not. It's a fork. It's not a fark. It's wash. It's not wash."
So when you go, it's like when you went to broadcasting school, which you then taught your professor Dan Strauss.
Yes.
How difficult was it to get rid of that regional sort of colloquial accent?
It wasn't that difficult. The biggest word for me was wash.
Because,
really?
Yeah. Yeah. No, I had to fix that one too.
You realize there's no R in it. Now, yes. Did you think you were saying wash, or were you just talking?
I was just talking.
No, because I know I got it because my parents said it. My mom still slips into it from time to time, but. Yeah, no, I think that's how it goes. It's, you hear it in your household, and then, well, that's the washing machine. Yeah. What else is it?
My dad is from here, and that last generation, or when people didn't travel, I guess, it's real thick. So he will, you know, put your shorts on and go out and feed the horses. The horses? But do you guys notice anything with me? Do I say anything strange, or, you know,
I haven't picked up on
plenty of stuff
yet.
That's stupid, but
yeah,
no, because
can you tell where someone is from?
No, not
I've heard one that's a New York thing,
yeah,
and it's online when you're standing in line in a movie theater.
That's right.
They, for some reason, say, oh, I was online for the movie in the movie theater, at the movie theater. And I said, online? What are you, going to AOL? What is that about? That's one I've never understood.
When British how people not, say, they're in queue.
I guess you could be standing on the line if there was a drawn line telling you which way to wait while you're in line to get to the front of the line.
So should we, as the public service, I think you mentioned the other day, Dan, the FCC requires all shows to do public service. As a public service, should we have people call in, and can we try to correct their regional accent? Would call it? No?
I wouldn't try.
Want to do.
Well, we could fix.
The people may not know. That's the problem.
Would anyone?
They don't know.
314-969-5877. If you would like Professor Dan Strauss to sort of diagnose your accent.
We used to say tarlet, too. Instead of toilet.
I'm sorry, tarlet?
Yeah, tarlet.
Now you sound like my dad's Uncle Henry. All right. Why don't you give us a call? Maybe we could take somebody online.
What did you
been online.
What did you, growing up in Michigan, call a can of Coca-Cola?
A can of carbonated beverage?
Yes.
Pop.
Yes. That's another one.
That's one.
And it's soda here. I think for the most part, until you get to Kansas City, and I think because I went to college with some people from, and it was pop.
Yeah.
So it's weird, broken down, you know, half of a state.
And another one that we would say, I still think I say, is gonna. We're gonna do this, and we're gonna do that. We don't say we're going to. We say we're gonna.
Dinner and supper is another one. I think supper was more of a Southern thing.
We never
said supper. No.
But if somebody would like to at least get diagnosed here, be happy to help out. Rich is on line two. Rich, are you there?
Yes, I am. I am in the PM.
Outstanding, sir. Hallelujah. And we're not picking on anybody, but... Yeah, maybe we could diagnose a couple of phrases, and maybe if you'd like us to point it out, we're happy to do that. So
I'm calling a chick on my girlfriend, actually.
Oh, is that right?
She was born and raised in San Diego.
Okay.
They have a very unique way of giving directions out there in California that I have not heard anywhere else in the country, and I've been to all 48 continuous. She doesn't get on I-64 or 64. She gets on D-64. I'm going to take D-64 to D-255 down to the 55.
I think that's a whole California thing, especially around Los Angeles.
That's a California thing.
Yeah.
And much better to pick on her.
They did that, Rich, you ever see that skit on Saturday Night Live? It was called The Californians, and the repeating bit on that sketch was they would talk about the 405 and the 301 or whatever all their highways are.
Yeah, I haven't seen that one. I'll have to check YouTube off for it.
Have you weaned her from that habit, so to speak?
Oh, I'm trying.
And congratulations, and keep trying.
I'm trying. It's gotten to be more of a joke now. She doesn't say it all the time or nearly as much as she used to, but every now and then she will just she'll do it because she knows that I pick up on it. It drives me nuts. She won't just say the 64. She'll stress the 64.
That's good.
I'll hear people say every now and again. Like he said, every now and then, but I hear people
every
say,
now and then, every now and again.
Every now and again. Hey, Tim Weiland wants to jump in on all this mess, too.
I'm fixing to go here.
Yeah, fixing. Yeah.
Thanks, Rich.
I appreciate it.
Tim, what do you got?
So, no, and I just wanted to be in on this and listen, but I listened to Scott when you ask him, you know, what do you call a bottle of soda? And he said, pop, okay? All of my relatives are from Wisconsin and Minnesota. So,
is that pop, too, in those two states?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, everything is pop. And do you say, all right, let's ask you this, Scott. Do you say, hey, you want to go with? Or do you say, hey, you want to go with me?
I think I say with.
That's a northern thing. Everybody from the north says, hey, you want to go with?
Although I'm not very social, so I usually don't ask. I had to think about it. I think I've asked anybody to do anything in a long time. But you're exactly right. Thank you,
all right,
sir.
I just thought it was interesting. I could spot a northern accent.
In a few minutes, you'll tell us what's going on the 70.
On the 70?
Or on Farty. My biggest things when I was over at the broadcast center with Dan and stuff is listening to people use something, get instead of get. I mean, my parents taught me, you know, there is no I in get.
100,
you know?
That's one I had. 100, too, yes.
Well, that, 100, that on this
something, or, you know, people would cut the ings off, I would try to teach the broadcast, you know, you're going into broadcasting, use proper English, but it seems to kind of be fading away a little bit.
Outstanding. Oh, yeah. All right, Tim, thank you. We'll check in with you in just a minute.
All right.
Well, we got Brian.
What did you do there?
I got rid of him. Brian.
No, you didn't get rid of Tim.
Is he there?
No, Tim wasn't on the phone.
Oh.
Hello.
Brian.
I think you just hung up on somebody.
How are you?
I'm great. I wanted to clear up something you asked earlier, and then had a pet peeve of my own. And you asked about Fair to Midland.
Yes.
It's actually Fair to Midland, like a with an apostrophe on the end.
It is?
And Midland, I think, is a term they use in agriculture when they grade certain crops.
That,
so,
come on now. That's
fair to average.
That's unbelievable. Brian, thank you.
Okay, now my pet peeve.
Yes.
People who say then when they mean than, it's like, you know, this is bigger than that.
Oh, you mean mostly when people type it out? Because I don't know.
No, they say it that way.
Oh.
And then occasionally I see it typed that way. But, I mean, the words are pronounced differently.
At least
that's how I was raised. T-H-A-N is than, and T-H-E-N is then. But then I hear people say bigger than, you know, rather than bigger than.
Excellent. Thank you. We will make sure people...
You just smack them when they say
that. Yeah, just right upside the head.
Yeah.
Hit them in the middling.
Wake up!
Crack them right in the middling. Thank you, Brian.
All right, and feel free to diagnose me if you heard anything.
No, you were great.
Oh, no. We didn't hear anything. It was good.
It's the then and then. Sound exactly the same when he said it, by the way. Dave. Hello, Dave.
Hello, I'm AM and the PM. Hallelujah. Yeah, I was calling about Fair to Midland, too. You can kind of figure it out. It's fair. I'm not doing great. I'm not doing terrible. I'm just doing Fair to Midland.
Yeah, apparently it means slightly above average.
Yeah. Now, I do have another one for you.
Yes.
Several years ago, me and a friend were up in west central Illinois, right around the Quincy area, and we were wanting to deer hunt, and we knew of a little old lady that had some land close by. So we went to her house, knocked on the door, and explained what we wanted, that we'd like to hunt on her land. We promised not to break anything or leave any trash, yada, yada, yada. May we please hunt on your land? And she responded, oh, I expect. So I said, thank you very much. And we started to leave, and the guy that was with me said, what'd she say? She said, yes.
I expect.
I expect.
I expect.
Yeah, she didn't really.
She meant yes.
Yeah.
That would be confusing to me, too. I don't know.
It's like, I expect you can.
Or it don't make me know, never mind.
Yeah.
Which
my grandparents
makes no sense
used to say that when I was a kid, so that's why I knew what she was saying.
Oh.
Well, it's a good thing they were there to interpret.
That's right.
All right. Well, thank you very much. I hope you're better than Fair to Midland.
Actually, that's what I am. I'm just about Fair to Midland.
Very good. All right. Thank you, sir.
I expect.
Yes, sir.
All right. Richard.
Oh, Chris, or Scott, or you're from Detroit. I mean, did you get up to the Uper very much?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, wow. Hey,
people in the Uper, they call us trolls, eh?
Oh, yeah. Hey, next time you go, or maybe next time I go, we can go up and catch some birches, and we can, you know, we could throw a whole cooler of pops and maybe some Molsons, you know. And, oh, we could
have a couple of ginger ales there, eh?
You feel at home?
Oh, hey, that sounds like a blast.
Well, there you go. Thank you very much.
Can you complain about our accent?
No, they're from Canada.
No,
they're from Wisconsin, those people. We're Canada.
Hey, we had a guy when they were
putting in the nuclear plant. I was living over in Jeff City, and we had a guy who went to our congregation, and he and his wife, they were from Canada. And I finally figured out why they spell Canada, C-A-N-A-D-A, because every time he would have a sentence, it was like A dot, or Richard, you know, A, we're not, like, we're going to be doing this, A.
How do you spell it? C-A?
Every phrase.
N-A-D-A.
Every statement is a question.
Oh, yeah. And when he would give a talk in front of the congregation, everyone was roaring, and he's trying to figure out, what did I say that was funny, eh?
Everything. Oh, yeah. All right. Thank you so much.
It's okay. Hey, next time I go up to the Uber, you want to go with?
Oh, you want to go with.
You sure? You bet, eh?
Okay. Have a good one, eh?
Oh, you too, eh? All right. There you go.
All right, there, eh? We're going to throw it to Tim Weiland, and he's going to tell you what's going on the highways, like Highway Farty.
Oh, highway?
Oh, yeah, geez. You know?
Hey.
There you go. Hey, they're still working with this accident. It looks like they may have moved it off to the right shoulder, because between Tesson Ferry and Highway 55, things are getting a little bit better. But, boy, it's a solid jam. Southbound 270 now. It goes right at Page all the way down through Grabway, and then it starts our Tesson Ferry. Then it starts loosening up a little bit. You have a new accident on westbound 44 before Highway 270 that has traffic backed up to the Sappington Road overpass on Highway 44. Southbound 55 is already slow between River de Pere down through Rivas Barracks. Also, because of this accident on 270, southbound Lindbergh pretty jammed up from Hackberry through East Concord, and southbound 141 from south of Carmen goes down through Highway 44 and a couple slow pockets, again, from Bowles, and that'll take you all the way down through Highway 21. And this traffic report brought to you by GoDaddy. Can you grow your business, goose your bottom line? GoDaddy can help with website design, online marketing tools, and 24/7 expert advice. Go you, GoDaddy. From the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage. 314-839-9999. NMLS number 225095.
Experience the St. Louis tradition of Circus Flora under the air-conditioned Big Top and Grand Center. All new show June 2nd through July 3rd. Get your tickets today at circusflora.org.
When you need to know, turn to your official weather station, the Big 550 KTRS. Depend on it.
B-Dubs takes it to the next level. 21 sauces and seasonings, wall-to-wall flat-screen TVs, and 70-cent wings Tuesdays, and 70-cent boneless Thursdays. Buffalo Wild Wings.